that in the sky?
It was what I thought was a meteorite, and it was a beautiful emerald green with a tail on it and at times red. And
well, it was just a bright light with a beautiful sparkly tail, I suppose you'd say, and travelled across the slightly southeast from here.
6:45 approximately, I was on a motorbike and just heading home to Kalula and looking into the south roughly, and just to the southeast of me was a what I assume was a meteorite.
Well, I was just walking up from the house just on dark, and this large bright light came at about 30, 40 degrees to the horizon across the sky. It looked about the size of a large basketball, and very, very bright with like it looked like a tail out behind it.
You know, the old-fashioned sparklers that we get as fireworks, just like a large trail of that behind it.
So what do you think it was?
I don't know. I don't know what it was. Honestly, I don't know, but it was. I've never seen anything as white as that.
Yes, I think space junk came to mind, but meteorite, I suppose.
Well, I suppose we see falling stars often, and this was much, much bigger and brighter. And
well, oh my God, a falling star. I'd better make a wish, so I got a bit distracted there, as you can't let a chance go by to do that. Then I was just, oh my goodness, what's that? And I thought a meteorite at that stage. And
last night, Western Queensland graziers all happened to be at the right place at the right time. In fact, even some people in Brisbane happened to see this too. And it was this light that raised a lot of curiosity and excitement. But an astronomer says he thinks it was space junk. Space junk?
Because of the description that you've already given to me, the possibilities of it being a satellite is very, very high. A spent satellite or a piece of space junk. And being so bright also is a little bit of a giveaway that it's space junk.
Astronomer Owen Benedict has been studying the sky for more than 54 years now, so I'm going to trust him on this one. He says the bright light, speed of it, and the different colours suggest it was a satellite.
Normally, when satellites re-enter the Earth's atmosphere, they tend to break up. Things like the solar panels break off first, antennas break off, and then as they start to plunge deeper into the Earth's atmosphere, they tend to shatter because of the pressure of the air on them, and so you end up with quite a sparkly sort of a multiple trail sort of thing going through the atmosphere, where a meteor normally only comes in as one or two colours at the most.
Even still, apparently it's a pretty rare sight. In fact, collecting the space junk is said to be a bit of a hobby.
Yeah, it's crazy. There's teams of people, especially in the States anyway, this probably should be a bit more of it done in Australia, but in the States, teams of people actually on the holidays go out and sit underneath the night sky in groups of three, and they all stare at a different section of the sky, and then they go charging around the desert the next day to try to see if they can find the bits and pieces.
It's something Western Queensland grazier David Patterson would love to find.
That'd be the ultimate, of course, to be able to find what it is that fell out of the sky.